Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Welcome to the Failure's Knowledge podcast, and what we're going to talk about today is the importance of making your podcast different. And the reason why this is so important, because there are tons and tons of podcasts out there. In fact, when I go on social media, I'm always seeing someone new who has a podcast. But I tell you, when you make your podcast different, the difference will be seen. The difference will be felt. The difference will be discovered based off you being different. So the reason why I want to share this is because I recognize, I learned, I discovered, I explored the importance of making your podcast different. So if you are a leader who has a podcast, or who's thinking about launching your podcast, or who have been podcasting for quite some time, this goes for anyone who has a podcast platform, to say that your podcast has to be different from other people, because there are a lot of people talking on a microphone. In all honesty, there's a lot of people just talking. In all honesty, there's a lot of people not providing value. In all honesty, you can make your podcast different. And so I'm your host. I'm Terrell Humphrey. Make sure you get your pen and your notebook, because we're talking about the importance of making yourself different. One thing that stops a lot of people from being different is trying to be like the Joneses, or trying to catch up to the Joneses, or trying to be like the next person next podcast they've been watching for quite some time. Here's the challenge from that. So many times that you're following the blueprint that you're following is the wrong plan, because the wrong plan has yet to be established by you. Hold on. When you make your podcast different, you are creating your own path, you are creating your own lane, and you're creating your own foundation. I remember watching this podcast a couple of years ago, and in fact, I watched it a couple of times, and they say that you're too busy. Shout out to Earn Your Leisure and Wallow 267, and they explain that so many people are trying to follow the trend. But as you're following the trend, you're getting left behind, because the trend is constantly leaving you. You can't catch up with the trend because everyone has a podcast. You can't catch up with the trend because everyone is talking about the same information. You can't catch up with the trend because the trending topic leaves tomorrow, or the trending topic constantly changes. When you make your podcast different, you are making your podcast different. Why is that important? Because there are over 5 million different podcasts. According to Buzzsprout, there are over 5 million podcasts out there, which means there's a lot of people who has a microphone, which means that it's hard to stand out, which means it's oversaturated. But in reality, it's not oversaturated. You're just trying to be like everyone who has a podcast. Rather, at first, when I launched my podcast with confidence, I was trying to be like everybody who had a podcast as well. And I tell you, when I discovered my voice, when I discovered the impact that I'm making, and when I discovered the lessons that I'm teaching, it was like, oh, no. You're not like the Joneses. You're like Terrell Humphrey. You see, when you have your own podcast, you have to find your voice, you have to find yourself, and you have to find everything that you want to talk about, everything that you want to empower, everything that you want to inspire. But it only starts with you. But see, here's the thing: when it starts with you, it doesn't end with you. But when you make your podcast different, people start to say, I see the difference. Hold on. You're different because the way you present. You're different because of the value that you're educating. You're different because the people that you are helping. There's so many people who has a podcast. There's so many people who has a platform. There's so many people who just talking. And when I'm online, I'm just looking at the videos. I'm like, what are they even talking about? How is this beneficial? How is this helpful? See, I want to go from point A to point B. When you make your podcast different, you're going from point A to point B. There's so many different podcasts out there, but until you make yourself different, you're going to be just like the Joneses. And I keep saying just like the Joneses, because they're saying like you trying to you trying to catch up with the Joneses or something like that, or trying to be like the Joneses. And I tell you, when my biggest challenge when I launched my podcast a half a decade ago was actually being comfortable delivering the information I want to share. And then when I got comfortable with it, it was like, well, okay, what are you speaking about? What is the importance behind it? How can I help? Then when I got my wife is an educator. She was like, you're not providing any value. You have to teach somebody and you have to help them understand from point A to point B. So then I start to learn and I communicate and I go to different places, go to different communities and I ask questions. But the thing about being different is that you have to be okay being yourself. You see, when your podcast become different, you are showing why you are different. You are displaying people are going to follow me for me. People are going to listen to my podcast because of me. People are going to be inspired, encouraged, and motivated because of me. But see, here's the thing. When you are motivated, inspired because of me, you start to come back because I'm different. Somebody said, I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. You got to be different for people to follow you. You got to be different for people to like you. You got to be different for people to support you. Why? Because there's so many people with a microphone. In fact, it doesn't cost them much. This costs like $200-something, $249. It doesn't cost that much to get the microphone and share your voice. What it costs is that it costs a lot to be yourself. When you make your podcast different, you have to be okay with the value that you're delivering. There's so many people that want a voice. And yet there's not so many people who are comfortable with the voice that they have. Let me tell you why. Because it's hard to be you. When you're different, when you make your podcast different, you got to look at what everyone else is doing. What makes them them? Why are they good? Why are they bad? How can I be different? I was at I was at Action Zone yesterday, and Action Zone is a veteran community who help entrepreneurs go from idea to business to growth. And they proceeded to say, well, look at what your competitors are doing, copy them, but put your own twist to it. You see, when I'm, let's just say I'm online, and I go to Google and I look up a word. I look up the word. I type in happy. Type in happy. Excuse me. And it give me a definition. So I highlight it and I copy it and I go to Word document, open it up and then paste it. Nothing changed. I didn't even change the lettering. I didn't even change the story behind it. I didn't change anything. I copied the definition and pasted it into the Word document. Just because you copy someone else's podcast doesn't mean your podcast will be paced. Why? Because there's something that starts, there's something that cuts off the creativity when you're trying to be like the next person. When you're trying to be like the next podcast, when you're trying to be just like everyone else, when you can just be yourself. As I'm doing research today, and I give you a prime example of what this topic came about. So as I'm doing research today, making your podcast different came so important to me because I had to learn that not only am I doing things differently, I've been doing things differently for quite some time. It's me trying to be like the next person, or next podcast, or the next business owner. Well, here's the pivot. Here's the difference. I can learn from everybody. I can learn from a lot of podcasters, but when I find my twist, when I find that difference, when I find the maker that's going to make me stand out even more, I need to do it more often. And I give you a prime example of what that thing consists of, what that difference is. See, a lot of people don't talk about their failures. A lot of people would never would like to talk about their failures and how it got to help them get to where they are at today. And when I started to understand that what I have is just more than a couple words, it's a movement, it's an impact, it's a way of thinking, I recognize that the way of thinking that failure is okay, that failure can help you learn something, that failure is knowledge, is that it gives you confidence to mess up. It gives you confidence to fail, and it gives you confidence to get back up. When I discovered the Phase Knowledge Podcast, I'll tell you a quick story. So I came up with this acronym, it's called FIK, but before Phase Knowledge, I was like, all right, cool. And I started making content. I started like recording videos. I was getting consistent with it, like really just getting the hang of it. And one day I was like, all right, cool. I think I need like a, I didn't know what it's called. Well, based off the Marine Corps, I knew it was called an acronym, but I didn't know like the importance of having an acronym to where people can actually remember what you represent. And so I was like, all right, cool. So I'm thinking. Then I was like, ooh. I thought about this one. Hold on. Let me share my screen. Hold on. Let me share my screen. So I thought about this. BAM. Oh, it's not even right. Confirm. Let's see. Okay, let's do it now. There we go. BAM. And that stands for by any means. So shout out to the people who got this company, this acronym, because when I thought about it, I was like, ooh, that's hard. Ooh, that's hard. Ooh, I gotta get that one. So then I start telling people about it. I was like, hey, what y'all think of this? And I was like, bam, by any means. And some people was like, yeah, I like that. Then I go to the next place and I ask, like, what do you think of BAM, by any means? That was like, that's a good name. That's pretty good. And then I go to my brother, who I played football with, and I asked his girlfriend at the time, who is now his wife. And I said, well, what y'all think about this? I was like, BAM, by any means. And he proceeded to say, yeah, I like that. She was like, did you look it up? I said, look it up. I said, no, I don't need to look it up. I said, no, I don't need to do that because, like, I know it's good. I know it's good. And she was like, you might want to go Google that. And I was like, cool. So shout out to my brother, Kyvie, and oh, dang, that's crazy. Don't be mad at me. Dang. My mind just went blank. That's crazy. I digress. Shayla. I digress. She asked the question, and when I thought about it, I was like, "No, I don't need to." I go to Google, and I type it in, and the first thing that came up was that people already had it. So I'm like, man, I done asked all these people if it was a good idea, not to even think about that the idea that I had wasn't even good. So I got in my feelings and I got in my car and I drove. So I'm looking at the billboards. I'm looking to my left, looking to my right. I'm just driving to Walmart. It was like 10, 15 minute drive. When I arrived to Walmart, the only thing I was looking for are words or something's going to give me that recognition, that feeling that I'm looking for. So then at the time, I was like, hold on, let me write this down. At the time, I was like, ooh, I think this is good. Knowledge is wisdom. Knowledge is wisdom. So I'm in Walmart and I'm like, ooh, that's it. Knowledge is wisdom. And I go to check out, and the worker that was working there, I asked her a question. I said, excuse me, mind if I ask a random question? She was like, yeah. I said, how does this sound? Knowledge is wisdom. And she was like, ain't that the same thing? I said, you're right. So I leave Walmart and I get back in the car. And now I'm trying to figure it out. Knowledge is wisdom. That's the same thing. Okay, what's the difference? I wasn't a great student. I wasn't a great English student. But I knew if someone said that it was the same, I'm missing something. And so I'm going home, driving home. So the whole 15-minute ride, I'm thinking, knowledge is wisdom. So I'm like, what's the opposite of knowledge or wisdom? What's the opposite? And then I was like, wisdom. In order to get that, you have to go through something. You have to learn something. You have to gain the experience. Wait, hold on. Knowledge is wisdom. Okay. But before you get that knowledge, before you get that wisdom, you have to fail. Failure is knowledge. And so I said it out loud. I was like, ooh, I like that. So I go write it down on the board. Hold on. I go write it down on the board. Failure is knowledge. So when I wrote it on the board, I stepped back and I looked at it and I'm like, I think that makes sense. So I asked, does this make sense? And I got feedback and said, yes, this make sense. Let me tell you something right quick. Hold on. Let me tell you something right quick. See, when you have a podcast and you are really positioning yourself and you're learning, you're discovering, you're growing, there's so many different things that come into place. But when you know you got the difference, you got to act on the difference. You see, when I started to say this was it and people start saying that's it, I started to really go through it. I really go beyond it. Because at that point, that's when the Phase Knowledge Podcast was birthed. That's when the impact was established. That's when the difference was made. The difference was made because a lot of people don't talk about their failures. A lot of people don't even like to fail. I'm listening to this book. It's called Grit. And I spoke at this high school prep academy here in Temple, Florida. And one of the teachers that was there, she recommended the book. And I started listening to it. And the book proceeds to say that a lot of people are talented. A lot of people are gifted. A lot of people just have the it factor. And the people who have the it factor and they have the talent and they have the gift. A lot of people don't develop the skills to improve that gift, to improve that talent, to improve that it. The skills is the training. The skills is the practice. We're talking about practice. Yes, we're talking about practice. Shout out to AI. It's not the fact that you're not focusing on the skills. You just haven't developed the skills. Why? Because when you start to be different, when you start to become different, you start to do different. When you start to do different, you start to be different. You see, I didn't understand the importance of being different. People don't talk about failure because failure is embarrassing. I remember when I first failed my test and I was a young kid and my mama was very strict. And she proceeded to say, because she's very smart, very intelligent. I got my first D, like D as in dog. And I was so afraid to go home. I was so afraid to say I got this D in class. And then, because I know he was going to ask, why did you get this D in class? It wasn't the fact that the D was the end of the world. It was that the fact I didn't do the work to get a B. I might not get a lot of A's, but that B count because that B will help you pass. You see, recognizing that I wasn't focusing on the skills, the studying, the learning, the asking the questions, the process. It wasn't the D that I was a failure. It wasn't the D as in dog that I was worried about. It was that F that I was worried about. Good thing I barely passed. But here's the thing. When you barely pass, you barely practicing. When you barely pass, you barely studying. When you barely pass, you barely building your skills. You cannot build your skill if you're not focusing on being different. The difference is that people who want to be a great podcaster actually podcast and improve their podcast every episode. Now, I didn't say every week. I didn't say every month. Now, every episode, this podcast is getting improved. Every week, this podcast is a little bit better than last week. Every week, there's a difference that's being made. See, let me tell you somewhere quick. The difference within your podcast comes from the difference within yourself. You have to be different. You have to see life differently. You have to be the one that's going to make your podcast stand out. When I started to understand I'm different, my podcast became different. And I started to learn from other people and started to ask, how can I keep this difference? How can I hold on to this difference? You got to focus on your skill. When you practice your skill, when you improve your skill, the difference will naturally just come out. People can tell the ones who love their craft versus ones who are just good at their craft. It does nothing to be good if you're not bettering yourself, but it does everything to get better when you are making your podcast different. The difference is everything. And for there to be over 5 million different podcasts, according to Buzzsprout, someone has to stand out. And in order for someone to have to stand out, someone has to be different. And so last thing I want to share is that the way that we are different is that we respond. And the way that we are different is that we really focus on this story, not only this story within the conversation. We just listen. I did a podcast the other day and the guest was like, one thing I like about this podcast episode is that you just let me talk. Excuse me. You didn't cut me off. You just listened. He was like, any other podcaster would just cut me off. The difference is in the small details. Excuse me. And when I started to understand that, the difference within the podcast became known / becoming known. People feel it. People see it. I just have to be consistent. So when you make your podcast different, just know it's going to take time for others to see the difference. But when it takes time for others to see that difference, people start to say, you're different and I like this podcast. You're different and this podcast is really different from all the angles I've been on. You're different. I want to support you. How can I support you? And then I proceed to say, well, the only thing that I ask is that if you know anyone who's looking to launch their podcast with confidence, send them my way. To be different, you have to be okay with developing the skill. The skill matters. The skills count. And the skill is what's going to make you different, because when you focus on being different, your podcast will be different. So to make your podcast different, focus on your skills, focus on your on the small details, and really improve everything that you're doing, because you never know who's going to be listening. But when you improve, you will get better, and as you get better, you learn more. So if you are a leader who has struggled or who has ever dreamed of launching your podcast with confidence, shoot us an email and we would love to send you the podcast training, the podcast webinar training on how to launch your podcast with confidence in the next 90 minutes. If you got 90 minutes to spare to launch your podcast with confidence, click the link in the description and we look forward to helping you launch your podcast with confidence. And just remember, you never know who's watching. So find a way to turn your failure into knowledge so they can say, I want to learn from you. I want to be like you. Or I just want to ask you, how did you do it? So this has been great. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you're going to make your podcast different and why that is important for you. And look forward to reading, look forward to interacting with you, and look forward to you clicking this next video right here to watch more videos on how to launch your podcast with confidence.